Revelation chapter 22.
第一节，第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
启示录二十二章第一节，第二节。
Revelation chapter 22 verses 1 and 2.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来，在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
And he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
创世纪第二章第十节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 10.
创世纪第二章第十节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 10.
有河从伊甸流出来，滋润那园子，从那里分为四道。
Now the river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided and became four rivers.
我们在这里看见，在启示录里面有一条生命水的河。
In Revelation, we see that there is a river of the water of life.
我们在创世纪里面也看见。从伊甸园里面有一条河流出来，滋润那园子。
And in Genesis, we also see a river flow out of Eden to water the garden.
我们可以从创世纪一直跟随这条河流，一直跟到启示录。
From Genesis, we can follow this river all the way to the book of Revelation.
在整本圣经里面，我们一直能够找到这条生命的水流。
And in the entire Bible, we can continue to find this flow of the water of life.
这个生命的水流流在什么地方，什么地方就有生命的表现。
Wherever the water of life shall flow, there we will see life.
因此，我们在读旧约的时候，我们常常发现这个河流。
Therefore, as we read the Old Testament, we constantly discover this river.
诗篇三十六篇
Psalm 36
三十六篇第九节
Verse 9
诗篇三十六篇第八节第九节
Psalm 36 verses 8 and 9
他们必因你殿里的肥甘得以饱足，你也必叫他们喝你乐河的水，因为在你那里有生命的源头，在你的宫中我们必得见光。
They drink their fill of the abundance of thy house, and thou dost give them to drink of the river of thy delights. For with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light we see light.
当我们读到诗篇的时候，我们发现这条河流在诗篇的里面。
When we read to the Psalms, we discover this river also is in the Psalm.
这条河流就是在神的殿里。
And the river is in the house of God.
这个河流叫做生命的源头。
And this river is called the fountain of life.
我们读约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章三十七节、三十八节。
John chapter 7 verses 37-38.
节期的末日，就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
我们读到新约圣经约翰福音里面，我们也找到这条活水的江河。
As we come to the New Testament in the book of John, we also find this river is here.
在旧约里面看见那个河在圣殿的里面。
In the Old Testament, we discover that the river is in the house of God.
在约翰福音里面，这条河就在我们的心里面。
In the book of John, we see that this river now is inside of us.
所以如果我们仔细读神的话的话， 这条河流在整本圣经的当中。
If we read the Word of God carefully, we will see that this river is in the entire Bible.
当我们读主的话的时候，我们摸到了这条河流，我们就得到生命。
As we read the Word of God and we touched upon this river, then we will find life.
以西结书第四十七章。
Ezekiel 47.
以西结书第四十七章第一节。
Ezekiel 47 verse 1.
以西结书第四十七章第一节。以西结书在但以理书的前面。
The book of Ezekiel is in front of the book of Daniel, chapter 47, verse 1.
在耶利米书的后面。以西结书四十七章第一节，他带我回到殿门，见殿的门键下有水往东流出，这水从键下由殿的右边在祭坛的南边往下流。他带我出北门，又领我从外面转到朝东的外门，见水从右边流出。
Then he brought me back to the door of the house, and behold, water was flowing from under the threshold of the house toward the east, for the house faced east. And the water was flowing down from under, from the right side of the house, from south side of the altar. And he brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside of the altar gate, by way of the gate that faces east.And behold, water was trickling from the south side.
第三节，他手拿准绳往东出去的时候，量了一千肘，使我荡过水，水到踝子骨。他又量了一千肘，使我荡过水，水就到膝。再量一千肘，使我荡过水，水便到腰。又量了一千肘，水便成了河，使我不能荡过，因为水势涨起，成为可浮的水，不可荡的河。
Verse 3. When the man went out toward the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he led me through the water, water reaching the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, water reaching the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, water reaching the loins. And he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not ford, for the water had risen, enough water to swim in, a river that could not be forded.
他对我说，人子啊，你看见了什么？他就带我回到河边。我回到河边的时候，见在河这边与那边的岸上有极多的树木。
Verse 6. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me back to the bank of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, on the bank of the river, there were many trees on the one side and on the other.
在这一段圣经的记录里面，我们注意到一件事。
In this passage of scriptures, we notice one thing.
就是这里有一个人，他拿了一个准绳，然后量了一千肘。
Here we see a man with a line in his hand. He measured 1,000 cubits.
然后他第二次又量了一千肘。
And a second time, he measured another 1,000 cubits.
第三次他又量了一千肘。
And a third time he measured out another 1,000 cubits.
每一次他量过以后呢，那个水就涨起来了。
And after each time he measured, the waters has gotten deeper.
头一次那个水在踝子骨。
The first time the water was only at the ankles.
第二次量的时候，那个水就到了膝盖。
And the second time the water reaching the knees.
第三次量的时候，水就到了腰。
And the third time the water reached the loins.
第四次的时候，那个水就不能够让人再从中间走过。
And the fourth time he measured, men can no longer ford in the water.
只能够在其中游水。
They can only swim in that water.
所以看见这个水的这个起伏啊，跟那个人的丈量是非常的有关系。
You see that the depth of the water has something to do.With how this man measured the water.
这里就有那么一个人，他没有做别的事。
Here there's a man who did not do anything else.
他就拿了一个准绳在这里量。
But all he did was measure.
他量了一次，又再量一次。
He measured once and twice.
他一共量了四次。
He measured four times altogether.
直到这个水成了一个可浮的水。
until the water becomes a river.
为什么要量?
Why does he measure?
这个测量,这个丈量有什么意义?
What is the meaning of this measuring?
如果没有意义的话,为什么圣经上用了好几节的圣经来描写?
If this is a meaningless task, then why did the Bible spend so many verses describing the act?
如果你读以西结书46章、45章、44章、43章、42章的时候，你发现这几章圣经充满了都是丈量。
If you continue to read back from 46 all the way back to 42, you will find out that all these chapters has something to do with measuring.
当你读这些圣经的时候，你的心里不禁产生一个问题。
When you read these scriptures, you will have a question in your heart.
这个人到底在做什么事?
What is this man doing?
他这里量一下,那里量一下。
He measured here a little and measured there a little.
到底这个丈量有什么属灵的意义?
What is the spiritual meaning of this measuring?
我们读42章。
We go back to chapter 42.
我们读42章第二十节。
Chapter 42 verse 20.
42章几乎整章都是讲丈量。
The entire chapter 42 talks about measuring.
然后到了二十节的时候，他告诉我们为什么他要这样的丈量。
Verse 20 tells us why he is measuring.
他量四面，四围有墙，长五百肘，宽五百肘，为要分别圣地与俗地。
He measured it on the four sides, and he had a wall.All around, the length 500 and the width 500, to divide between the holy and the profane.
这里让我们看见这个测量、这个丈量的属灵的意义。
Here we see the spiritual meaning of this measuring.
这个一量啊，就把圣和俗分别出来。
And this measuring divide between the holy and the profane.
这个一量啊，就把属神的和属世的分别出来。
And this measuring has divided what belongs to God and what belongs to this world.
这个一量啊，就把那个神所喜悦的和神所不喜悦的分别出来了。
And this measuring divided between what God desires and what God hates.
这个一量啊，就把这个属灵的和这个属世的或者属土的分别出来了。
And this measuring has divided what is spiritual and what is earthly.
凡是被这个人量过的东西就是圣的。
Everything that has been measured is holy.
把它从这个俗地里面分别出来。
And it divided from this world.
这是为什么这个人在以西结书里面一直在测量。
This is why this man continued to measure in the book of Ezekiel.
要把这个圣的和这个俗的来分别出来。
He wants to divide between the holy and the profane.
今天神在我们身上的工作也是这样。
Today, this is also God's work in us.
神要在我们的身上来测量我们。
God also measures within us.
为什么神要测量我们?
Why does God want to measure us?
因为要神要把我们身上这个属神的和属世的要分别出来。
God wishes to divide what is holy in us and what is profane.
要在我们身上把讨神喜悦的和不讨神喜悦的要分别出来。
In us, he wanted to divide what pleases him and what does not please him.
如果我们经过了神的丈量
After God has measured us with a line,
我们就能够讨神的喜悦
Then we can please God.
这个就是这个测量的意思
This is the meaning and the reasoning for measuring.
下面一个问题是，那到底这个人是谁？
The next question we might have is, who is this man?
这里面一直说他，一直说他。
Here it just referred to as him.
在以西结书里面说这个人一直说他。
Here in the book of Ezekiel it just said he or him.
我们翻到四十章。
We turn to chapter 40.
四十章告诉我们这个人。
Chapter 40 tells us about this man.
以西结书四十章我们从第二节念到第三节。
We will read verses 2 and 3.
他说在神的意象中带我到以色列地安置在至高的山上在山上的南边有仿佛一座城建立他带我到那里就见有一人颜色如同或者说形状如同 手拿麻绳和量度的杆站在门口。
In the visions of God, he brought me into the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain, and on it, to the south, there was a structure like a city. So he brought me there, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze, with a line of flax and a measuring rod in his hand, and he was standing in the gateway.
这两节圣经不但告诉我们这个人是谁，也告诉我们神要借着这个人所得着的是什么。
These two verses tell us who this man was and also what he is to gain.
这个人他的形状如同。
His appearance was like the appearance of bronze.
在圣经里面，铜总是代表审判。
In the Bible, bronze always symbolize judgment.
所以这一个人是一个审判者。
So this man is one who judges.
他是要来审判一切的事物的。
He will come to judge all things.
那神为什么要让这个人来测量呢？
Then why does God want this man to measure?
在第二节告诉我们，因为神在那里安置了一座城。
And verse 2 tells us that God has set there a structure like a city.
然后从40章一直到以西结的最后。
From chapter 40 till the end of Ezekiel.
就是这个人在测量这个城。
It tells us about this man measuring the city.
他测量这个门，测量这个墙。
He will measure the door, he will measure the walls.
他测量这个殿。
He will measure the temple.
他测量这个殿里面的那个细节。
And he will even measure the details within the temple.
他要测量那祭司所住的房子。
He will measure the house for the priests.
甚至后来他也测量那个地。
Later on, he even measured the land.
凡是这个城里面所有的东西，这个人都要测量。
He will measure everything that is within the city.
为什么要这样做？
Why is he doing this?
因为耶和华要得着这座城。
Because God wished to obtain this city.
神得着这座城的方法就是要来测量。
And the method for God to obtain the city is through measuring.
在测量的里面，要把讨神喜悦的和不讨神喜悦的把它分开来。
In measuring, he would divide what is holy, what is pleasing to God, and what is not.
这样他才能够得着这一座城。
This way, he would take hold of the city.
这就是这个测量的意思。
This is the meaning of this measurement.
这也是这个测量的这个人。
This is also about this man.
这个人他的手上有一个准绳。
This man has a line in his hand.
这个准绳就是那个测量的一个标准。
And this is the standard for his measure.
没有标准就没有办法测量。
Without standards, he cannot measure.
但是这一个审判者，他的手上就有了这么一个标准。
And in this judge's hand, he has this measuring rod.
因此，就像在以西结书所说的，这个人他测量这个城里面一切的事物。
And therefore, he was able to measure everything that is within the city.
因此今天在神的家里面也是这样。
Today is the same thing with the house of God.
有这样一个人拿着一个准绳要来测量每一件事物。
We need to have such men with a measuring rod in his hand to measure everything in his house.
如果有一天主的恩典光照了我们。
If one day God's grace has come upon us,
我们就发现我们自己是何等的没有办法达到神的标准。
Then we will discover that how we are unable to reach God's standard.
这个时候就好像我们是看到了这个形状如同的人。
This is the time that we have seen this man whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze.
这个人就在我们的当中。
And this man is among us.
这个人就在我们每天的生活的里面。
This man is in our everyday life.
你见了这个人吗？
Have you seen this man?
你被这个人量过了吗？
Have you been measured by this man?
你看见过这个形状如铜的人吗？
Have you seen this man whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze?
为了让弟兄姊妹更了解这个测量的意思，我想用圣经里面的一个例子。
I want to give you an example through the Bible so you can understand about this man.
这个例子是我们都很熟悉的。
We are very familiar with this story.
我们知道大卫犯了两个很大的罪。
We know that in David's life he had committed two great sins.
他首先犯了奸淫的罪，然后又犯了杀人的罪。
First, he committed the sin of adultery. Second, he committed the sin of murder.
大卫知不知道神在十诫里面说不可奸淫，不可杀人？
Does David know about the Ten Commandments that he should not commit adultery nor to kill?
我相信大卫实在是知道。
I'm sure David knew about the commandments.
那为什么大卫做了这两件事以后，他的心里面似乎没有什么特别的感觉？
Then why is it after David had committed these sins, he has no feelings about his sins?
我怎么知道大卫并没有什么感觉呢？
How did I know that David didn't feel anything wrong?
因为当先知拿单来告诉他的时候，
Because when the prophet Nathan came to him,
大卫不知道拿单是在说他。
When Nathan told him the story, David didn't know that Nathan was talking about him.
然后他说有一个妇人，还有一个穷人，这个妇人有牛群，也有羊群。
Nathan told him about a story of a rich man and a poor man. The rich man had a great number of flocks.
这个穷人啊，什么都没有，只有一只母的山羊羔。
And this poor man had nothing except one small ewe lamb.
这个羊羔啊，他实在是非常的喜爱，他就把这个羊羔当作他的儿女一样。
And he truly loved this little lamb, and he treated him as one of his own children.
他让这个羊羔吃他所吃的东西，让这个羊羔呢，就用他所用的东西，甚至晚上睡的时候呢，都睡在他的怀里。
And this poor man would let the lamb to eat with him and use all his stuff and also sleep with him at night.
但是有一天这个妇人来了一个朋友。
But one day a friend came to visit the rich man.
这个妇人的牛群羊群很多，她不去拿一只来宰杀，她把这个穷人的这个母山羊羔杀掉了。
The rich man would not kill any of his own flocks, but he went to the poor man and took the only lamb which he has and killed it.
大卫听到这个就非常的生气。
When David heard the story, he was very angry.
我指着耶和华起誓，这个人一定要死。
He said, I swear before God Almighty, this rich man shall die.
然后拿单说，这个人就是你。
And Nathan said, this man is you.
只有在这个时候，这个大卫忽然醒悟过来。
Only at this moment, David realized what he had done.
好像在那个以前呢，他不知道他所做的事。
It seems like before then he did not know what he had done.
好像在那一刻之间，突然之间，他发现他所做的事情。
Only at that moment he realized what he had done wrong.
为什么缘故
？Why？
因为大卫在那一刻，他看见了那个形状像铜的人。
Because it was at that moment David had seen.The one with appearance of bronze.
然后大卫就写了诗篇五十一篇。
And then David wrote Psalm 51.
我们知道他的确了是看见了那个人。
We know for sure that he has seen that man.
这一件事情就告诉我们什么叫做测量。
This thing tells us what is measuring.
神就来测量大卫。
God began to measure David.
让大卫看见他就是那个妇人。
And it showed David that he was that rich man.
他就是那个抢夺那个母山羊羔的人。
He was the one that had stolen the only lamb from the poor man.
我们常常像大卫一样。
We're often like David.
我们知道不应该这样，不应该那样。
We know that we shouldn't do this and we shouldn't do that.
我们知道不应当奸淫，我们知道不应当杀人。
We know that we should not commit adultery. We know we should not murder.
我们有各样的知识。
We have all kinds of knowledge.
但是从来没有被量过。
Yet we have never been measured.
直到有一天我们被主来测量的时候。
Until one day the Lord comes to measure us.
我们就要发现一件事。
Then we discover one thing.
我们不像我们所想象的。
We are not like what we thought we are.
我们觉得我们是这样。
We felt that we are such kind of person.
但是只等到那个丈量的人。那个形状如同的人来到我们的跟前的时候，我们就突然的发现我们真实的光景。
Yet until the one with appearance of bronze came to measure us, then we discover our true self.
这个叫做测量。
This is called measuring.
这叫做那个形状如同的人。
This is the man with appearance of bronze.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前。我们属灵的生命 不是按照我们的知识，乃是按照我们是不是被测量。
Brothers and sisters, our spiritual life before the Lord, it is not according to our spiritual knowledge, but is according to how much we have been measured by the Lord.
最近有一个小小的这样的一个经历。
Recently, I have a small experience.
在去年年底的时候啊，我姊妹开车出了一个小小的意外。
Toward the end of last year, as my wife was driving, she had a small incident.
就在路上呢，因为两部车都要开到同一个 lane 上呢，结果呢，两部车不小心撞在一起。
Because both cars were trying to change into the same lane, therefore there was a small accident.
那个意外不是非常的严重呢，但是呢，车子总是撞坏了一些。
The accident wasn't too serious, but of course there are always some damage to the body of the car.
两个人都是有保险的，所以我们觉得很好。
And since both sides has insurance, and then we felt okay with this thing.
但是那一个人他就告诉我们呢，希望我们不要到保险公司去解决这件事。
But the other person had asked us, says that they do not wish us to go claim at the insurance company.
他说我们好不好私底下我们解决这件事情。
He says let us just settle this incident.
那我们也就觉得这样很好，我们就决定私底下来解决。
So we decided it's okay to do that, and we will settle this thing between ourselves.
那私底下怎么解决呢？
And how do we resolve this issue?
他就提出一个建议。
And he gave us a suggestion.
他说我们两个人呢，到同一个修车厂去估价。
So let us go to the same body shop to get an estimate.
然后我们就得到两个修理的这个估价。
And then we will receive the cost for the estimate.
他说，如果我们的车子要修的这个费用高过他的车子要修的费用的话
，if the cost for your repair is more than the cost of my repair，
那他就出那个差额。
And then that person will pay for the difference.
换一句话说呢，他就愿意多出一点。
In other words, this person was willing to pay a little bit more.
我们也就答应了。
And so we agreed.
最后我们把车子送进去以后，把车子修好以后，我们把我们的账单寄给他。
And finally, we had our car repaired, and we mailed him the invoice, the receipt.
然后这事情也就慢慢就拖了蛮久，一直到上个礼拜，我们就收到他寄的支票。
And this thing dragged on for a while. Last week, we received a check from this person.
当我们看见那个支票的时候呢，我们心里就很难过。
And when we look at the checks, we felt very bad in our heart.
数目是很小的数目，不过总共是120块钱。
It was a small amount. It was only about $120.
但是这个人写了五张的支票。
But this person had written 5 checks for it.
从二月、三月、四月一直到六月。
And he has started writing since February, all the way till June.
那个支票的数字从20块、30块一直到50块。
And the check's amount varies from $20, $30, or $40.
所以我们看了就心里很难受。
And it truly saddens our hearts when we look at the checks.
我们不是很清楚说他的情形是这样。
We're not very clear about this person's situation.
所以我自己里面有一点那种感觉，觉得好像是去拿了别人的母山羊羔一样。
And inside of me, I have the feeling, as if I have taken this person's only lamb.
我想这个就是测量。
I think this is what it meant to be measured.
我没有被测量的时候呢，我们觉得是非常的合理。
Before we have been measured, we find that this whole thing is very reasonable.
撞人的车就应该赔人家的钱。
If you have hit other people's car, you have to pay for it.
我们一直认为是他的错。
We always felt that it was this person's fault.
甚至到最后他也承认是他的错。
Even at the end, he also admitted it was his fault.
所以我们心里面一直非常的非常的坦然。
And so we felt very okay with this whole situation.
我们觉得这个钱呢他应该出的。
We felt that he ought to pay for this repair cost.
这个钱是我们应当得的。
And this is the money that we deserved.
但是当你碰到这个形状如同的人的时候你的观念就完全改变。
But once you have met this man with appearance of bronze, then your thinking will change.
我们就不能再收这个钱。
You cannot take this money.
无论怎么样这个钱我们都不能收。
No matter what, we cannot accept this money.
我想这就叫做测量。
I think this is what it meant to be measured.
神在我们的身上就是常常要这样来测量我们。
God will often measure us in our life.
许多事情我们做了好多好多事情我们里头一点都没有感觉。
There are many things that we will do daily which we will have no feeling for.
我们觉得理所当然。
We felt that these are reasonable things.
我们觉得这个人应当这样对我那个人应当这样对我。
This person ought to treat me this way and that person should treat me that way.
很可能从人来讲都是对的。
Maybe from man's point of view, it is all right.
但是我警告你有一天你碰到那个形状如同的人。
But I warned you, one day you will meet the one with appearance of bronze.
无论你有多少理由你都站不住脚。
No matter how many reasons you have, you cannot stand firm before him.
主要这样的来测量。
The Lord will measure us this way.
我们读这以西结书四十七章的时候呢我们看见这个测量乃是从那个圣殿的里面往那个外面去测。
When we read Ezekiel chapter 47, we discover this measuring is from inside of the house to the outside.
他刚开始的时候是从圣殿附近。
In the beginning, he measured close to the temple.
然后他就慢慢的往外测。
And gradually, he moved the measuring to the outside.
神对我们的测量也是这样。
God's measuring for us is also the same way.
神首先要来测量我们里面。
He will first come measure our inside.
测量我们里面什么呢
?What is he measuring that is inside of us?
他测量我们里面的那个爱。
He is measuring the love that is inside of us.
这就是为什么在提比里亚海边的时候当主耶稣对彼得讲话的时候他要说那一句话。
This is why by the Sea of Tiberias that Jesus would speak this word to Peter.
主耶稣说你爱我比这些更深吗
Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
你看这里面有一个比较他说你爱我比这些更深吗
You see, here's a comparison. He asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
这个比较就是测量。
This comparison is measuring.
弟兄姊妹我们个人所遭遇的环境都不一样。
My sister, we have all encountered different circumstances.
但是主都要来测量我们。
But God will come and measure us each.
我们也许是遇到一个人。
Sometimes we will meet a person.
也许我们是碰到一件事情。
Or we would encounter an incident.
也许我们是碰到一个环境。
Or we are in some kind of circumstances.
不管我们所遇到的是什么。
No matter what we encounter.
但是呢终结的问题都是这个问题。
The end question is always the same.
那个问题就是你爱我比这些更深。
The question is, do you love me more than these?
如果我们能够回答这个问题我们一切的问题都能够回答。
If we can't answer this question, then we can answer all questions.
彼得认为他能够回答这个问题。
Peter thought that he was able to answer the question.
因为在主耶稣在最后的晚餐的时候那时候彼得曾经向主说过这样的一句话。
Because at the Last Supper, Peter had once told Jesus this.
他说主啊我就是同你下监同你受死也是甘心。
And Peter told Jesus that, Lord, I'm willing to die with you and go even into prison with you.
彼得认为他爱主。
Peter thought that he loved the Lord.
他完全相信他是爱神。
He truly believed that he loves God.
他愿意把他的心甚至都拿出来。
He is willing to give God his heart.
当他在那里说同你受死也是甘心的时候，他真是甘心。
When he told the Lord that I'm willing to die with you, he really meant it.
但是那个爱没有经过测量。
But that love has not been measured.
所以那个爱还不是实际的。
Therefore, that love is not real.
所以神就来测量彼得的爱。
Therefore, God came to measure Peter's love.
他就差遣那个使女来测量彼得的爱。
He has sent the servant girl to come to measure Peter's love.
所以那个彼得说，你不是跟过他的人吗？
And the servant said, haven't you followed this man?
当那个使女这样一问的时候，彼得说不是。
When the servant girl asked Peter, Peter said no.
然后神又差遣另外一个人来测量他。
And then God sent another person to measure Peter.
在烤火的时候，这个人就问他说，他说你不是他的使徒吗？
When Peter was warming himself, the person asked him, aren't you his disciple?
彼得说不是。
Peter said no.
就第三次，主又差遣一个人来测量他。
And for the third time, God sent another person to measure Peter.
这个人说，我是看见你跟主耶稣在那个克西马尼园里。
This person said, I have seen you in the Garden of Gethsemane with Christ.
彼得说不是。
Peter said no.
然后鸡就叫了。
And then the cock crowed.
然后主耶稣看了他一眼。
And Jesus looked at Peter.
然后这个时候彼得就才知道他所做的事情。
At this moment, Peter realized what he had done.
难道在他第一次否认主的时候他不知道吗？
When he denied the Lord the first time, didn't he realize what he was doing?
他第二次否认主的时候，他不知道吗？
When he denied the Lord the second time, did he know what he was doing?
他第三次否认主的时候，他不知道吗？
And the third time he denied, didn't know what he was doing?
他那个时候没有看见这个形状如同的人。
At those times, he has not seen the one with appearance of bronze.
直等到主耶稣向他看一眼。
Until Jesus looked at him.
这个彼得突然就发现。
And all of a sudden, Peter discovered.
发现他所做的事情。
He discovered what he had done.
他就出去痛哭。
And he went out and wept.
我相信彼得是一个被主量过的人。
I'm sure that Peter has been measured by the Lord.
因此在提比利亚海的时候，耶稣再来问彼得这个问题。
Therefore, at the Sea of Tiberias, Jesus came to ask Peter this question again.
主说你爱我。
Jesus said, do you love me?
为什么主要这样的问彼得？
Why did Jesus ask Peter this question?
我相信只有一个原因，就是主要得着彼得。
I'm sure there's only one reason Jesus wants to obtain Peter.
如果主不得着你的话，主就不会量你。
If God does not want to take hold of you, then he will not measure you.
如果主不来量你的话，就是主不要得着你。
If God doesn't come to measure you, that means that God doesn't want you.
今天主要得着彼得。
But today God wants Peter.
主要让彼得成为一个器皿。
God wants Peter to become a vessel.
所以他要完完全全的来得着彼得。
Therefore he must completely take hold of Peter.
因此他要一再的、一再的来测量他。
He has to measure Peter again and again.
他要来测量他里面对主的爱。
He will measure the love which Peter has for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们这里面的对主的爱是一切测量的一个开始。
But sister, our love for the Lord is the beginning of measurement for all things.
今天我们要面对许多的问题。
Today we are faced with many questions.
我们有许多的决定要做。
We have many decisions to make.
我们有许多的考虑。
We have many considerations.
但是最后只有这么一个问题是重要的。
But at the end, there is only one thing that is important.
就是你爱主比这些更深。
Do you love God more than these?
我们读雅各书。
We turn to the Song of Songs.
我们读第五章。
Chapter 5.
雅各书整本书就是讲到我们跟主的关系。
The entire book of the Song of Songs talks about our relationship with the Lord.
因此我们读雅各书的时候，我们要知道它都是预表。
So as we read this book of songs, we need to know it is all symbolisms.
这里讲到这个佳偶的时候，就是讲到我们。
Here it talks about the bride, and that is us.
这里讲到良人，就是讲到我们的主。
And here the beloved, it is our Lord.
当我们读雅各书到第四章的最后的时候，这里面讲到这个佳偶呢，愿意把自己奉献给那个良人。
When we read to the end of chapter 4, it tells us this bride is willing to commit herself to the to the beloved.
第四章最后一节，加尔就说，愿我的良人进入自己园里，吃他佳美的果子。
Chapter 4, the last verse is, May my beloved come into his garden and eat his choice fruits.
这里面这个园子就代表这个佳偶他自己所经营的。
And this garden represents what this bride has cultivated.
当他把这个园子献给主的时候，就代表他把自己也献给了这个主。
When she offered this garden to the Lord, that means that she has offered herself to the Lord.
那在第五章一开始的时候，他对主的这个奉献呢，也被接受了。
And in chapter 5, we see that her offering has been accepted.
所以这里面良人说，我妹子，我心腹，我进了我的园中，采了我的没药和香料，吃了我的蜜房和蜂蜜，喝了我的酒和奶。
And therefore, chapter 5, verse 1 says, I have come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I have gathered my myrrh along with my balsam. I have eaten my honeycomb and my honey. I have drunk my wine and my milk.
所以看到这个人呢，把自己奉献给了神。
Here we see this person has offered herself to God.
然后这个奉献呢，也被神所接纳了。
And this offering has been accepted by God.
照理说，雅各书到这里已经可以写完了。
And it seems that we can end the book of Psalms right here.
Perfect ending.
This will be a perfect ending.
为什么还要继续写下去？
Why does he continue to write the Psalm?
人已经奉献了给神。
The man has already offered himself to God.
神已经接纳了这个奉献。
And God has accepted the offering.
但是我们看到下面第五章所发生的事。
And then we see what happened in chapter 5.
第二节，我身躺卧，我心却醒，这是我良人的声音，他敲门说，我的妹子，我的佳偶，我的鸽子，我的完全人，求你开为我给我开门，因我的头满了露水，我的头发被夜露滴湿。
Verse 2 says, I was asleep, but my heart was awake. A voice, my beloved, was knocking. Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is drenched with dew.My locks with the damp of the night.
我回答说，这是佳偶回答说，我脱了衣裳，怎能再穿上呢？我洗了脚，怎能再玷污呢？
And the bride answered, I have taken off my dress, how can I put it on again? I have washed my feet, how can I dirty them again?
这里面所说的是什么事？
What does it talk about here?
这里讲到这个良人，他对于他的环境非常的满意。
And here it says that the beloved, the bride was very content with her surroundings.
他把自己奉献了给神。
She has offered herself to God.
神也接纳他的奉献。
And God had accepted her offering.
因此，他对他自己这个属灵的环境、个人环境，他非常的满意。
Therefore, she was very content with this, with her surroundings, with everything around her.
但是这个时候，那个良人却来敲门。
But at this moment, the beloved came to knock on the door.
这个时候，这个良人敲门是不是要进门的意思呢？
Does it mean that the beloved wants to enter?
不是的。
It's not.
这个时候，这个良人来敲门，乃是要这个佳偶起来跟他一起走。
And this time, the beloved has come knocking on the door. He wants her to come and walk with him.
走到哪里去？
Where would they go?
这里说，他的我的头满了露水，我的头发被夜露滴湿。
Here says, my head is drenched with dew, my locks with the damp of the night.
这是指着客西马尼。
This refers to the Garden of Gethsemane.
这里是讲到在客西马尼里面，那里面汗如雪点的那个主耶稣。
And this talks about the Lord Jesus that was at the Garden of Gethsemane that was sweating.
我们的主乃是在这个时候要求呼召这个佳偶与他一同走上十字架的道路。
Our Lord at this time has requested the bride to walk towards the cross with him.
但是这个佳偶他的心里是愿意的。
But for the bride, she was willing in her heart.
但他的肉体是软弱的。
But her flesh is weak.
第二节说，我的身睡卧，我的心却醒。
Verse 2 says, I was asleep, but my heart was awake.
当初那些门徒在克西马尼也是这样。
It was the same situation with the disciples at the Garden of Gethsemane.
他们虽然跟随主走到了克西马尼。
Although they have followed the Lord and walked to the Garden of Gethsemane.
但是主说你们心灵愿意，你们肉体却软弱了。
But the Lord said, your heart is willing, but your flesh is weak.
我们都知道十字架的道理。
We all know about the way of, but as we are faced with taking the way of the cross and making sacrifices, oftentimes our heart is willing, but our flesh is weak.
我们说我们洗了脚，怎么能够再沾污？
We answered and said that we have washed our feet, how can I dirty them again?
我们看看前面的道路实在不是一个平坦的道路。
We look at the way that is set before us. It is not a smooth path.
我们就宁可停留在现在的光景。
Then we rather stay our current condition.
我们的心是在主的身上。
Our heart is upon the Lord.
但是我们的肉体却软弱。
But our flesh is weak.
所以第五章这里面，我们的主又再一次来衡量这个加偶对他的爱。
Therefore, in chapter 5, we see the Lord again measures the love of the bride for him.
这个衡量乃是用十字架的呼召来衡量。
And this time, he measures with the calling of the cross.
你发现这件事情出现在圣经里面，一再的出现。
You would discover this kind of things continue to appear in the Bible.
在启示录里面有七个教会。
In Revelation, there are 7 churches.
我们的神就行走在七个教会的当中。
And the Lord will walk amongst the 7 church.
他在那里在衡量每一个教会。
And he will go to each church and measure the church.
他首先衡量的是谁呢？
Which church did he measure the first?
他首先衡量的乃是起初的爱心。
Oh, what did he measure the first? It was the first love which he measured.
这永远是我们的神头一个所要注意的事。
This is always the first thing our Lord will notice.
无论我们有其他的各样的困难
No matter what other difficulties that we have
但是我们的主所要知道的就一件事
But what our Lord wants to know is only one thing
你起初的爱心还在不在
Do you still have your first love?
这是神要来丈量我们的一个开始
This is the beginning of God's measuring for us
看我们这个人的心是不是在主那里
He will look if our heart is still upon him
我们感谢神，我们读以西结书的时候，我们发现，当我们被主量过以后呢，这个水就慢慢的往上。
We thank the Lord because as we read in Ezekiel, when the Lord begins to measure us, we see the water will begin to rise.
刚开始的时候，到我们的踝子骨。
In the beginning, the water is only at the ankle.
后来那个水就到我们的膝盖。
And then the water is up to the knee.
然后就到我们的腰。
And then to the loins.
最后呢，就把我们的全人都盖过去了。
Finally, the water will cover us.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思？
Friend sister, what does this mean?
当那个水在我们踝至骨的时候呢，我们这个人还可以按照自己的意思来行动。
When the water is only at our ankle height, we can still walk about according to our desires.
虽然不像没有水那么方便呢，但是呢，还是可以行动。
Although it is not as convenient as a place without as walking without water, but we can still walk according to our will.
但是已经不像从前。
It is already different than before.
这就是告诉我们，当神在我们身上有一点点工作的时候，我们这个人就不像从前那么随便。
This tells us that when God begins to work in our life a little bit, then we will not be as careless as before.
我们开始受到一点圣灵的一个管制。
We begin to live under the governing of the Holy Spirit.
约翰福音第七章就不告诉我们，他说这个水就是圣灵。
John chapter 7 tells us that this water is the Holy Spirit.
当那个圣灵在我们的踝至骨的时候，我们的生活就不是那么自由。
When the Holy Spirit is only as high as our ankle, then our life is no longer as free as before.
如果我们继续接受主的衡量，
If we continue to accept His measuring,
那慢慢那个水就涨到膝盖。
Then gradually the water will rise to the knee.
然后我们如果在膝盖那么深的水里面，我们的行动就更加不自由了。
And of course, if you water if you walk in in water that is knee deep, then it's difficult to walk.
我们仍然能够靠着自己的力量去走，但是不像从前那么方便。
We still can walk according to our own strength, but it's not as convenient as before.
如果我们继续让主在我们身上的工作，那个水慢慢就到我们的腰。
If we allowed God to work more in our lives, then the water will rise to our loins.
这个时候，你实在已经跟人不太一样。
This time, you're different than the people around you.
因为你的行动已经很慢了。
Because you cannot walk very fast.
如果主在我们身上继续有恩典，让主继续在我们身上衡量，有一天那个水就漫过我们的前。
With the grace of God, if He continues to measure in us, then one day the water will cover us.
当这个水漫过我们前人的时候，我们就一点不能靠自己的力量。
And when the water covers, then we cannot walk according to our strength.
我们只能够靠着这个水。
We can only walk by the help of the water.
我们只能靠着圣灵。
We can only walk by the help of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵完全支配我们这个人的生活。
And the Holy Spirit shall govern our entire life.
这是神在我们每一个人身上的工作。
This is the work of God in every one of us.
我们属灵生命的一个成长，乃是看我们是不是受圣灵的管制。
Our spiritual life, the growth of our spiritual life depended upon how much we are governed by the Holy Spirit.
当雅各年轻的时候，他要做什么他就做什么，他要去哪里他就去哪里。
When Jacob was young, he will go wherever he pleases.
但是当他年老的时候，他的腿是瘸的。
But when he grew old, he has a limp in his leg.
这个瘸腿就代表圣灵在他身上的管制。
And this represents the control of the Holy Spirit in him.
当彼得年轻的时候，他自己束上带子，去他要去的地方。
When Peter was young, he will gird himself and walk to wherever he wishes.
但是他年老的时候，他要伸出手来。人要把他束上，要带他到他不愿意去的地方。
But when he is old, he will reach out his hand, and people will gird for him and take him to a place which he does not want to go.
当我们行走在这个汹涌的河流的里面，
when we are walking in this rapid water,
在这个圣灵的水流的当中，
when we walk in the midst of the Holy Spirit,
这个水会带我们去我们所不愿意去的地方。
The water will lead us to places which we do not wish to go.
弟兄姊妹，这个水是从哪里流出来的？
One sister, where did the water come from?
我们如果仔细读的话，在47章第一节告诉我们，这个水是在祭坛的南边流出来的。
If we read carefully in chapter 47 of Ezekiel, we will find out that the water comes out from the south of the altar.
在圣经里面呢，在迦南地这里面，这个南面呢是最干旱的地方。
In the Bible, when they talk about the south side of Canaan, it always it's a very dry place.
所以当亚伯拉罕居住在南地的时候，他们唯一能够得到水的方法就是挖井。
So when Abraham lived in the south, the only way he can gain water is by digging wells.
因为那个地方是非常非常的干旱。
Because that place is very dry.
但是感谢神啊，那个水呢是从祭坛的南边流出来的。
But we thank the Lord because the water comes out from the south of the altar.
那个地方原来是干旱的。
That place was originally very dry.
那个地方是没有水的。
That is a place without water.
但是神却使水从那个地方流出来。
Yet God causes water to flow from there.
在以赛亚书里面描写主耶稣的时候，有这么样一句话。
In Isaiah, when it described Jesus, it said this.
他说他像根出于干地。
He says he was like root coming from dry ground.
你能不能够想象一个根从干地里面走？
Can you imagine a root coming out from dry ground?
那个地方完全没有水。
And that place has no water.
但是神却把他栽在那个地方。
Yet God has planted him there.
因此他的生长完全不靠那个地。
Therefore, his growth is not dependent upon the ground.
主耶稣就好像一个根在被栽在那个干地的上面。
Jesus was like a root that is being planted in the parched ground.
是神叫他生长。
God has caused him to grow.
神不但叫他生长，最后神又击打他，使他的腹中流出了活水的江河。
God not only caused him to grow, he also struck him, until the water flows from his innermost.
我们的父神乃是在那个祭坛的那个地方来击打我们的主耶稣。
Our Father God has striked Jesus at the place of the altar.
就像当日摩西击打在旷野里面那个磐石一样。
Just like Moses has struck the rock in the desert.
经过神的这样击打，那个从祭坛的南边就有水流出来。
After the blows from God, we see water flowing from the south of the altar.
然后这个水就在旱地产生一个江河。
And this water will become a river in the dry ground.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们如果要到一个地方，我们要看出这个地方有没有水是很容易。
But sister, if we want to see whether or not this place has water, it is very easy.
也许我们可以到一个聚会里面，我们觉得这个聚会里面没有什么声音。
Maybe we can go to a meeting and then we say there is not much life in this place.
我们可以走到另外一个聚会，觉得这里有生命。
We can go to another meeting and say, here we can find life.
这不是一件很难的事。
This is not something difficult.
我们稍微在主里面，有一点认识的人，我们都能够分辨。
If we have some understanding in the Lord, then we can discern these things.
但是最困难的是，有没有人愿意被神来击打？
But the most difficult thing is to find out whether there's anyone who's willing to be struck by the Lord.
也许主把你摆在一个没有水的地方。
Maybe God has placed you in a place where there's no water.
你愿意被主来击打？
Are you willing to take the blows from God?
也许当主这样击打你的时候，就从你的身上流出那个活水出来。
As the Lord struck you, then the water of the living water shall flow from you.
在那个地方就有了生命。
And there we will find life.
弟兄姊妹，到底这个人是谁？
Francisco, who is this man?
我们讲这个人形状相同。
We talked about this person whose appearance is appearance of bronze.
我们讲这个人要做的事。
We talked about the things this person shall accomplish.
那这个人到底是谁？
Yet who is this man?
我们读使徒行传。
We turn to the book of Acts.
十七章。
Chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章
Acts chapter 17
三十一节
Verse 31
因为他已经定了日子要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下并且叫他从死里复活给万人做可信的凭据
Because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointedHaving furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead.
这里讲有一个人是他所设立的。
Here it says a person which he has appointed.
这个人要按公义来审判天下。
And this man shall judge the world in righteousness.
为了让万人做可信的凭据，他就叫这个人从死里复活。
In order to have a proof to all men, he caused this man to be raised from the dead.
从这节圣经，我们就有信心知道。这个人就是指的我们的主耶稣基督说的。
From this verse, we have the faith to say that this man refers to our Lord Jesus.
他按公义来审判天下。
He will judge the world in righteousness.
我们也可以这样翻，他按公义来估量万有。
We can also say this way, he will measure the world.
这个公义是什么
？In righteousness.
这里说的公义是什么
？What is this righteousness?
在哥林多前书里面说耶稣基督就是我们的公义圣洁救赎。
In 1 Corinthians tells us that Jesus is our righteousness, our salvation, our holiness.
换句话说这个公义也是我们的主耶稣。
In other words, this righteousness also refers to our Lord Jesus.
不但这个形状相同的人是我们的主耶稣。
Not only this man with the appearance of bronze is our Lord Jesus.
他手上拿的那个准绳也是我们的主耶稣。
And the measuring rod he held in his hand is also Jesus.
凡事他都要与主耶稣来比。
Everything he shall compare it to Lord Jesus.
他就是我们的标杆。
Because he is our standard.
就是那个丈量的杆。
He is that measuring rod.
一切的东西如果不能够与他相比，都不能讨神的喜悦。
If anything that cannot be compared to this measuring rod, then it cannot please the Lord.
我们感谢神，最近我们在读启示录。
We thank the Lord recently. We're reading the book of Revelation.
在我们读启示录的时候，我们就发现在启示录里面有一般人是我们所羡慕的。
When we read the book of Revelation, we discover there's a group of people which we desire.
圣经上称为他们为得胜者。
The Bible calls them the overcomers.
有144,000人，他们是得胜的。
There are 144,000 overcomers.
圣经告诉我们，这一般人他们乃是跟随羔羊。
The Bible tells us these are the people who follows the Lamb.
羔羊无论到什么地方，他们都跟随。
Wherever the lamb travels, they will follow.
羔羊经过客西马尼，他们也在那里。
When the lamb traveled through the garden of Gethsemane, they were there.
当羔羊在各个他山上的时候，他们也在那里。
When the lamb was at at Golgotha, they were also there.
他们的生命乃是被测量过的。
Their life has been measured.
我们圣经，我们诗歌本里面有一首诗歌，里面有这么一句话，我非常喜欢。
There's a hymn that in our book that I like very much.
那句话说，他说他测量我们一生的年代。
That book says he has measured all our lives.
他乃是在爱的里面来测量我们一生的年代。
And in his love, he has measured us.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
如果神不爱我们，他就不来测量我们。
If God does not love us, then he will not come to measure us.
这是因为他爱我们的缘故。
It's because he loves us.
所以他要来得着我们。
Therefore, he wants to obtain us.
他不但要得着我们，他要完全的得着我们。
Not only obtain us, he wants to completely take hold of us.
因此他愿意来测量。
Therefore, he's willing to come and measure us.
但愿我们众人都愿意看见这个事实。
I hope that we can all see this truth.
接受神在我们身上的测量。
And accept the measuring of God in our lives.
让圣灵在我们当中就慢慢能够到我们的踝子骨。
May the Holy Spirit continue to grow until it reaches our ankle.
然后圣灵在我们当中继续的增长，就到我们的膝盖。
And the Holy Spirit shall grow until it comes to our knees.
然后继续的增长，就到我们的腰。
And it will grow until it comes up to our loins.
直到有一天我们就失去在圣灵的里面。
Until one day we will be totally lost in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们的聚会里面，他有完完全全的他的主权。
May the Holy Spirit has its complete authority in our meeting.
在这里不是你，也不是我在这里决定要怎么走。
Here it is not you or I deciding how we should walk.
如果我们众人都在这个圣灵的大河的里面，
If we are all in this great river of the Holy Spirit,
不是你和我决定我们要去哪里，
Then it is not you or I decide where we should go.
当这个圣灵的大河往这里流的时候，我们众人都随它而去。
When the river flows this direction, we will all follow the river.
但愿主在我们当中给我们这样一个吸引。
May the Lord attract our hearts.
让我们里面不满足我们现在的光景。
That we shall not be content with our current conditions.
因此我们就来寻找这个形状相同的人。
And we will look for the one with the appearance of bronze.
他就在我们的生活里面。
And he shall be in our life.
他就在我们的家庭当中。
He shall live in our homes.
他就在我们的工作的岗位上。
And he shall live in our workplace.
在随时随地这个形状相同的人都在那里要测量我。
Anywhere, everywhere, he shall measure us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
因为你顺服父的缘故，你就愿意成为一个根处于干地。
Because your obedience to the Father, you're willing to be the tender shoot out of the parched ground.
你在地上一生顺服了父神。
You have always been obedient to the Father in all your life.
甚至到了客西马尼，甚至到了各个他。
Even at the Garden of Gethsemane, even at Golgotha.
在十字架上接受父神的击打。
On the cross, you accepted the blows from the Father.
好像从你的身上就流出了活水的江河。
So that from within you, the river of life shall flow.
这个江河就从祭坛的南边就流出来了。
And this river flow from the south of the altar.
今天我们都从这个河里面得了生命。
And today we have all received life from this river.
就早上我们在你面前来感谢你的恩典。
Lord, this morning we come before you and thank you for your grace.
因为这个恩典实在是白白的。
Because this grace is truly free.
我们没有做什么事。
We have not done anything.
但是我们得的是何等的丰盛。
Yet we have received it abundantly.
今天早上求你再来对我们众人的心意说话。
We pray that this morning you will speak to all of us.
让我们看见你的心意。
And we shall see your heart's desire.
你的心意就是要得到一座城。
And you desire to gain a city.
为着这个城的缘故，你就要来测量我们。
And for this city, you shall come and measure us.
就但愿今天早上你在我们当中找到一般人。
Lord, we pray that you will find a group of people among us.
他们是愿意接受主的测量。
That they are willing to be measured by you.
好让圣灵在我们当中越来越丰富。
So the Holy Spirit shall increase among us.
这条生命水的河可以在我们当中涌流出来。
And the river of life shall flow from us.
让我们众人更多的能够看见主是何等的荣耀。
We can see how glorious you are, Lord.
我们求主祝福我们众人。
We pray that you will bless us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Let us
all rise.
From heaven yearns shepherd's bay. Enter the world, your glory veil. Enter by to serve.And give your life that we might live. This is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow Him. To bring our life as a daily offering. A worship to the servant King.Here in the garden of tears, my heavy load he chose to bear, his heart with sorrow was torn. Yet not my will, but yours he said, this is our God, the servant King.He calls us now to follow Him, to bring a life as a daily offering, to worship to the servant King. I see His hands and His feet, the scars I see are sacrificed.And that will cause him to spare. To whom the veil surrender. This is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow Him. To bring our life as a daily offering.A worship to the servant King. So let us learn how to serve. And in our lives inform Him each other's needs to prefer. For it is Christ we're servingThis is my God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow Him, to bring our life as a daily offering, a worship to the servant King.